Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, we've had a week off. I was in Mexico for Dennis Hogan's fight, but I'm back here with Gilly the Axe for an axe to grind. Gilly, you're surging in the tips. You've overtaken Webby. The Titans are winning back-to-back. Their defense is good, mate. Is this the best you've ever felt in life?
Oh, not really. it's pretty good, but you know, obviously you just got back from Mexico. How many worms did you? Tequila worms did you?
Had a few. Had a few.
Okay, all right. So I can smell them on you. That's all. No, mate. It was. It's good to see the Titans back up their win. You know, from the week before against Penrith, and considering what happened during the week, like obviously lost Keegan Hipgrave in the morning of, and lost Kevin Proctor, their 80-minute back rower, just before the game. So
and Ryan James,
exactly right during the game, and obviously had Jared Wallace out beforehand with suspension as well, and Nathan Peach. So it was very pleasing to see him, pull off a good win.
Any update on James?
Not real sure, mate, but the doctor and the physio said to me after the game they weren't real confident, mate. It didn't look real good, especially when blokes fall over and there's no one near them. Someone said he hit him in the knee, but he fell over before, and then he hit the bloke in the knee. So there's not a hand laid on him, mate, doesn't look good.
That's a shame because yet again he's going to miss out on Origin then.
You know? Well, and he's an 80-minute player, mate, every week, and plays in the middle or the edge for the Titans. So he gives Garth Brennan a lot of variety for his bench, as well, so he can do that. And so it's disappointing for him, mate, but hopefully he gets back and he should be fine.
Let's obviously talk a bit about the Broncos, 1-6. I thought they were better on Sunday.
Yep.
But still, for me, there has to be change for me. I don't see how Darius Boyd can play fullback. He's clearly not up to it physically. I don't understand why they're continuing. As we're recording this, we don't have the team, but I understand it'll be the same.
Yep.
Something has to change because that spine just isn't up to it.
Yeah, the thing too, and Siebes is right when he says, that the blokes in the middle are only, 21, 22 years of age and younger. And that takes a lot of time to get used to playing in there. But, I mean, that's what they got at the moment. Obviously, Siebes didn't have a lot of say in the players he's got there at the moment. But, that's fair.
And he didn't sign Darius Boyd to a four-year deal.
No, exactly right. So he's going to cop the brunt of the, exactly. That's as a coach, that's what happens, you're right, they were a lot better, I thought. They seem to be running a little bit better. I just think defensively they just need to get a little bit better, and they should be fine. And you get your confidence from your defence,
yes,
and especially in your halves. And I think if they're tackling better, the rest of their game flows on from there. And I've mentioned it before, their kicking game's better, they're running the ball more confidently, and the rest of the game goes better after that. So, they were better, no doubt, but they've got to get the wins on the board, haven't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think in attack we started to see some of that Seabold style of play with the halves working together, passing to each other, created some problems. I thought, on attack, I thought Milford and Nicarima were pretty good, but they're just targeting Milford relentlessly now.
Defensively, as I said, it's hard too. Like, he had a bit of a shoulder issue, as well. And I know myself working with a couple of the boys down the Titans, AJ Brimson had a bit of a shoulder done early in the year. Ash Taylor had a shoulder done, and he didn't do a lot of the pre-season as well. And people forget that once you get on the field. So he did a lot of running and stuff like that, but he didn't do a lot of defensive stuff. And I'm guessing that Milford wouldn't have done a lot of defence stuff either.
Yeah, you can see he's grabbing.
Yeah.
Him, Nicarima and Boyd, none of them want to put their head down at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's not natural to just a bloke running at your 100 kilos is running, 60 k's an hour. It's not natural to put your body in front of them, but you got to do it. That's your job.
You get paid for.
Exactly right. So, you know, and you've got to get your head in there. Sometimes you're going to come off second best, and that's why I've got a head like mine, Chris.
Worst start since 99, which coincidentally Webby was a part of that team, so I'll be reminding him of that.
Okay, I won't mention a thing.
And more good news, though, is that I thought the Cowboys showed some real grit. I just thought Michael Morgan showed what you can do as a half to control a game. He was kicking for the sidelines. He had a game plan. He stuck to it, and they ground down the Warriors.
Yeah, no, and hopefully they get a bit of a roll on now, the Cows. And I'm pleased for them, you know, because I think a lot of Queenslanders, you know, if you support the Broncos or the Titans or whatever, and the Cowboys or the second team, you know. So, I'd like to see them doing well. And obviously Jordan McLean, he missed a fair bit of chunk of footy, you know, recently. So he's starting to find his feet a little bit more now as well.
Oh, he was excellent.
He was. He was really good.
Yeah,
exactly right, mate. Yeah. So he was excellent, you know, and Josh McGuire was excellent as well. So hopefully they stay injury free now and get a roll going.
Yeah. Well, they play the Bulldogs this week, so you'd think that's a win.
I've been impressed with the Dogs. One game, you know, they got pumped, you know, but the Dogs are having a red hot crack for a side they've got as well. So it'll be an interesting game, that one.
Yeah, it will be. Well, let's just get into the tips. Just got a text message. Tamalolo's a chance, apparently, to play this week.
Okay, beautiful.
Roosters, Dragons, Anzac Day special. Yeah. Two teams that are on the roll. Yeah. This couldn't be better.
I played in a couple of these games at the Roosters. Mate, it's a special day, especially at the Crick Ground. It'll be a fantastic atmosphere. I'm going the Roosters, only because what they done last week, how much that took out of them from last week, who knows, but they've had a bit of a good turnaround, so, and the Dragons are playing well, so I don't know, I'm just going the Roosters. I was very impressed with the blokes, a couple of debutants as well the last couple of weeks, so they've had a few injuries too, the Roosters, so, but I'm going to tip them.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think the Dragons pumped the Bulldogs, but other than that, it's been
scrapping.
Very close, scrappy sort of games.
Yeah, yeah.
Another really good game, Storm Warriors. Warriors have a good record in this contest, their Anzac Day clash. But RTS, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, is 50-50 to play.
But I mean, before I even knew that, I just said, you know, Storm don't lose back-to-back games, really, do they?
No.
You know what I mean? So I think the Storm will be too hard to beat there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the new interpretations as well, in terms of lack of penalties, help the Storm too, because they're such a fit team. Bulldogs, Cowboys, at ANZ Stadium. I'll be tipping the Cowboys here because I really liked what they did last weekend.
I'm going to tip them as well. You know, I'm dirty on myself. I didn't tip them last week, and I tipped them in another comp. But anyway, that's the way it is.
You can't just tip every team in multiple comps and claim it.
You got to cover your ass somewhere. I was pleased for them. So it'll be a good game, though.
Yeah.
You know, the Dogs are having a red hot crack. So I'm going to go the Cows too.
The Penrith Panthers are in all sorts of trouble for me. Oh, I just don't know what's going on there. We've had the Phil Gould issue, and now the issue apparently is around, you talk to these Sydney journos, the issue now is Maloney is unhappy with his role. So they're up against the Rabbitohs. Who are you tipping there?
I'm tipping the Rabbits, but I wouldn't be surprised if Penrith come out and you know, and really got steely and you know, kind of got cranky and got out there and physically got into the Rabbits, because obviously Ivan Cleary would be into his forwards about, you know, getting dominated, so the last few weeks especially, so, and the Rabbitohs forward pack, you know, that's their strength, so I reckon he'll be firing them up, remains to be seen if they can. You know, match what they want to talk about. So, yeah, I'm going to go the Rabbitohs.
I think the Panthers are in all sorts of trouble. West Tigers versus your Titans. The Tigers were decimated.
In Tamworth, too.
In Tamworth, yeah. You're a country music fan, are you?
Not really.
The Tigers were dominated by the Eels at their new stadium a week after just edging the Broncos. But I think that's the Tigers, and I think the Titans are going to be like this too. We'll find it hard to put back-to-back together.
Well, a couple of injuries with the Titans too. So, I mean, that's, you know, that was, which I was so pleased to see the young bucks, the young forwards come forward last weekend. So, I'm going to tip the Titans, but I genuinely think that they can get a bit of a roll going. So they're going to get some self-belief out of that. They're a fit team, I know that. But hopefully these young blokes can keep that. Sometimes they're going to plateau out a little bit. So hopefully it's not this weekend. So it'll be a good game. Tigers would be filthy, won't they? The way they performed last weekend on Sunday.
They'll just beat to the punch. Exactly. That Fotuiaki, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Moe.
He's good, eh?
9-8. Not a bad effort.
He's sort of been
Jai Whitbread, Jack Stockwell, these blokes, Max King, they're good young forwards. So, they're going to be the heart and soul of the Titans going forward, long term.
Yeah, they've got some really good talent there.
Yeah.
The other game Saturday night is the Broncos hosting the Sharks. The Sharks, too, are injury hit. I mean, I've said this for the last 3 weeks, but the Broncos just have to win.
I'm with you. As I said, the Sharky's got a couple of injuries, and obviously they're...
Moreland's a chance of coming back.
Okay. Bronson Cherry. But did you see the size of him? Was he 18, 19 year old? Like, he looks like he's...
I don't want to cast aspersions, unnatural.
What are you going at?
Nothing.
Just because we're 5 foot nothing and about 85 kilos.
He's put the work in.
Yeah, exactly. Good on him. So, the Bronx should win.
Yeah, my understanding is if they don't, there'll be changes.
Yeah.
This is it. This is absolutely it. If they don't win now, and Darius to wing or centre... and maybe even Dearden coming in.
Okay.
This is what they're looking at. It's basically last chance saloon. Yep. So, Seagulls Raiders on Sunday. Geez, Seagulls unlucky.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It was a penalty. Local. It was a penalty.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Bill Harrigan was claiming it wasn't.
No. Honestly.
Hollywood.
Yeah, well, he's trying to be controversial or whatever. Get your hair out of your eyes, Bill. he sent me off, so I'm not dirty. I think maybe, the Raiders, it's going to toss of the coin this one too as well, because the Raiders have got themselves up for the Broncos coming down. The Sticky would have been so keen to get fired up, to beat the Broncos. He don't like the Broncos. So obviously Milford, obviously left Raiders, to go up there as well. So he would have get them emotionally up for that game. Whether they can get back up again, who knows. But you got to go with them at the moment, the Raiders, haven't you?
I think they're a top four side.
Yeah. Mate, I know a couple of blokes have backed them to win the comp.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At 15-1. So.
Jeez.
Yeah.
They're just that sort of side who seem to know who they are.
Yeah.
They just know what they're meant to do and how to do it.
Yeah.
John Bateman, what a pickup.
Oh, yeah. I think it's smart by Ricky Stewart or the recruitment staff, whoever's decided to get the Poms, because let's face it, a lot of Queenslanders don't like going down to the cold at Canberra with the Poms. It's a good fit, it's a really good move, I reckon, by the staff down there to get a few of the Poms, so I think it's a good move.
I think I'd still prefer Wigan to Canberra, but anyway.
only because the nightlife is better.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Newcastle Eels is the final game. Nathan Brown, he's going to be the first.
He's under the pump,
massively.
But, the Eels... Obviously, the new ground, Bank West. How good did that look on telly?
Oh,
looked fantastic,
awesome.
And all reports the surface is unbelievable. So, can they get themselves back up again? That's the big thing. And obviously the Knights are under the pump. They got a good side, the Knights. So they should be performing better than what they are. So I don't know. I've got a bit of a flip here. I've tipped the Knights.
Okay,
but the Eels could pump them. Who knows?
I think the Eels. I thought some of the effort against your Titans was deplorable.
Yeah.
I think some of the those blokes just standing around watching Titans players run around.
Well, the first half, obviously the Titans got in their face a little bit, and they've created a couple of opportunities with good defence, and the ball hit the ground and they shifted the ball, and the Titans end up scoring, off their
and
mistakes.
And there was no chase.
Yeah, yeah. I think they'll come out firing
the
Knights,
to.
So they would have got a rocket, mate.
If they want Brown to be their coach, they'll win.
We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for your time, Gilly. I think, what are you, 4 ahead in the tipping?
I'm just staying humble, Chris, at the moment.
One game at a time.
Exactly right, mate. I don't get too carried away, mate. Yes, but it's good to be sticking it to me.
See you next week, guys. An Axe to Grind is a production of 7 News Brisbane. Hosts are Trevor Gilminster and Chris Gary. Executive produced by Sally Eales and graphics by Paul O'Leary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.